It's 72 degrees at 8:35, a high of 85 in Chicago today. And you know, on Thursdays, we get our boy Drew from Fake Short Drive.
Good morning, Chicago. How are we
this
morning?
Good morning, babes. Yeah. Talk to me.
Okay, well, I think the funniest thing I have to talk about today is Master P is back. No Limit back. So P came out.
Is anybody excited over that?
He like 50.
Well, he's back with a new song with Gucci Mane and his son Lil Romeo. It's called Trending, and it's funny because he's not even on Twitter. It's a song about Twitter. And it's from the Master P and Gucci Mane album, The Get Money soundtrack.
You're kidding. Man, I'm about to get fired up, Jack.
To video movies that's coming out. It's pretty terrible.
No. So there's going to be like a Kanye West and a Jay-Z Watch the Throne, but Master P and Gucci.
That's right. It's just called simply Get Money.
That's going to be called Watch the Lack of Sales.
Drew, what is up with that, Drew? Not everybody's jumping on the whole me and you get together.
Right. Did you see Cam and Jim Jones are doing
about
one
to
too?
Do it. Yep.
So it's like that thing's going to be done to death. Now it's already out of style, I would say.
I mean, and we talk about that all the time. It's like somebody does something in hip hop now, and the next five people have
cookie cutter
the same damn thing, man.
Wave riders.
Wow, indeed. Man.
But you know, so also Silk the Shocker came back too this week. So No Limit's really trying to have a resurgence, and he still can't find.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Where's your boy Fiend at?
Fiend actually tours with Currency.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Is Mystical still in jail?
Mystical's out. No, I think he's working on a new project as we speak.
What about Mia X?
Mia X. We haven't heard from her since the storm.
Young Bleed. Right.
Well, Young Bleed signed a Tech N9ne. Now.
Yo, man. Young Bleed. Hey, No Limit had some artists on their label back in the day.
I agree.
Right.
But, you know, they should have stayed back in
their grandparents now.
He should have just left it in the 90s, though.
Well, they didn't make the Kings of Hip Hop list from Rolling Stone.
They did not. Now, the Kings of Hip Hop list that came out this week was like an equation that included album sales, YouTube views, charts, and social media. And Rolling Stone crowned Eminem the king of that. And
how do you feel about that? Agree,
I
disagree?
I think it makes sense for him to be up there. He's obviously the top of the pops and all that stuff.
And based off that criteria.
Off the criteria,
that's what I said,
absolutely.
Off the criteria. Off of
that
you
criteria,
I found
you
it interesting that Jay-Z was number 5 on that list.
Ooh. Yeah, he
behind,
should have been right behind in a minute.
Wayne, Drake, and Kanye. Now, this only goes back to 2009.
Wow.
So it's only a few years old, but still you would think...
You would still say Jay-Z right behind Eminem. Yeah. I would.
But
why don't? But I mean, what's the criteria? Once again, if we're talking about commercial success, who are the kids more in tune with now? Jay-Z falls down on that list besides a Drake and a Wayne.
Right, if you're going off criteria.
Yeah, I don't know. Jay-Z's still selling a lot of records.
Right.
WGCI.com. Keyword is Morning Riot. Drew will be hanging out with us after the show on Ustream as well.
Yes, sir.
Check out Fake Short Drive as well. It's 8:38 on GCI.